nothing to do all day. I've been walking along this lonely road. Just give me a penny. All your best wishes will do. I ain't got no money. I got holes in my shoes. Sleeping bag. Most of all, I've got the blues. I ain't got no money. Your best wishes will do. Just drop me a penny, 'cause I'm singing the blues. Your best wishes will do. Try and drop me a penny.
David, and I'd just like to comment that the sirens there were courtesy of the Metropolitan Police, unintentionally. They just came in at the appropriate time. We couldn't have planned it better. And I think the actual sound of the music, which was entirely improvised, gives you a very good flavour of what it's like at Crisis. That's all I have to say, really.
Next piece, God Moves in a Mysterious Way.
I should assume it's one of the first communal war parts. It's very old. Got some shields on it.
It's part of the armworks.
Yeah. Is it very old, you know, this pump?
Yeah, it's very old.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as old as that.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Not
goes
as
back
old
along
as this,
way.
But it's old as
that. Yeah.
Across the road,
yeah.
Graves, you know, churches, like, you've always got this own spiritual ground, yeah?
Yeah.
Always. I lived here a few years ago.
Yeah.
I squatted here like a few of the others do now.
Yeah. Yeah.
These grounds are, to me, are lovely grounds. And I think they need to consider in their heads what they've got here. You know, don't get me wrong, this is not a very great sight, you know, mm-hmm. to look at because of the homeless, yeah?
Yeah.
But Without the homeless, you ain't got nothing. You never did have anything. Someone needs to put their hand in their pocket and say, this place has got to be done. Look.
All right then, the next part that's coming on now is River Bank Song.
This is sponsored by the Arts Council England, assisted by Crisis, a national homelessness charity which helps the homeless and the greater community at large. The first piece you heard was Jellyfish and Tar by a chap called Robbie, who was scat singing from a flyer promoting the show. The next piece, God Moves in Mysterious Ways, was David Stark. The last piece was my colleague beside me here, Denise. This piece, the whole thing, is engineered by our friend Jocelyn here at Resonance, brought to you by Valerie Vivankos, Claudia Wegener, Alan Dunn, Jeff Young, Charles Haywood. They're all from Weedworks. The actual CD itself...
Not all of them, they are kind of...
Yeah.
Weedworks is the kind of label.
The actual CD itself is on show display, can be heard at the Idea Store Public Library by Whitechapel Tube. It can be purchased at the Whitechapel Gallery by Aldgate Street Tube or Artworks in Rivington Street EC2. The website where it can be purchased and any other items you may wish to peruse, www.artworks.co.uk/acatalogue/. And now we go to the next item. Thank you very much.
Now we go to Brick and Drill. Noise.
was this workshop about? What did you do with these noises and how did you make these sounds?
Well, it came from the street, actually. It's street sounds. That's basically what it is. Around the commercial street, the Whitechapel area.
And
also, it was the flavour of the East End and the organic living city, Greenwich, all areas, and the vibrancy and the multicultural diversity of London in which we live.
Mostly to do with homelessness and street people working together.
And who made the tracks?
Well, David, Denise, there was Gillian Street, Thomas Pernicki, Chris Gregory, Mark Anderson, Strongly Sean, Sean Warren, Chris O'Neill, Antonio De Silva, Anthony Coward, Denise Warren, Alex Smith, Ross Kinney, Peter Roscoe, Michael Eden, Simon Anderson, Philip Cathy, Andrew Oliver, Voltor, Rob Greedy, Callum Mia, Cecilia Horath, Alan Ali Hussain, and a cast of many others which will remain nameless because the tax man's listening.
Okay, now the next item is Siren.
Followed by
Oranges and Lemons. When will that be? Say the bells will step me. I do not know. Say the great bell of bells. Jack London's sad ghost flits through the alley. Old coat stained with whiskey.
We have Antonio De Silva with Words from a Maverick Heart.
Words from a Maverick Heart. Why is it that we're not encouraged to explore and celebrate our differences? It seems to me, at least, that this situation is born out of control and middle-class pretension. What do those with control issues or the middle classes fear so vehemently? Is it that a being with a clear sense of individuality and an individual purpose is such a threat to the status quo? Are we not to strive to stretch ourselves to develop and grow? Should we buckle down and become clones of the bland, boring and directionless bores that seek to curb our natural desire for self-expression? In succumbing to the norm is to become what we dislike most of all, the uniformity of the bland. Being different in itself is not a crime. However, restricting one's growth, development, when it doesn't cause another any let or hindrance, surely is criminal indeed. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man may be king, I choose free will each and every time. I am born free and will die free. Thank you. Good night. The words you just heard were from Antonio da Silva. Take care. May your God go with you.
Thanks, Tony. I think the track about oranges and lemons was so nice, it's worth hearing again. So we're going to.
When will that be? Say the bells of Stepney. I do not know. Say the great bell of Bell.
Jack London's sad ghost flits through the alley. Old coat stained with whiskey. It's David again. I'd just like to mention that the material that we gathered for Oranges and Lemons was gathered around the Shoreditch Church area, which I know quite well. The place is called Arnold Circus. It's one of the, it was the first, I believe, the first council estate ever built. And it's very gothic in appearance, and we made most of our recordings on the bandstand, which is central to Arnold Circus, and around Shoreditch Church, which is famous, of course, for the Oranges and Lemons nursery rhyme. Tony, have you anything to say, any comments, mate?
Yeah, sure. The original Whitechapel Library, not far from Aldgate's tube station, is where it was said Karl Marx started to write some of Das Kapital. Also Vincent van Gogh, when he wanted to be a missionary, living among the poor of East London, he came to East London, Stepney, Whitechapel, and stayed there for a time. And he didn't make much headway, and he had to leave, returning back to the Netherlands.
That was great. Interesting information about the East End. I hope people are listening to that. It's a very interesting part of London. Now we go on to the Water Poet. I'm introducing this by David.
The Water Poet was a little place just round by where the Huguenots used to live. It's a little restaurant called the Water Poet. And it's a very nice place. We stumbled on it accidentally on our way back to a crisis. And it's a very interesting area. There's a little museum there which takes you through the ages, the stages of the history of the place. And it's a very nice area to visit. Over to you.
Well, and who was the Water Poet?
The Water Poet. Agnes, you know more. Claudia, you know more about this than me.
No, we were told by his innkeeper.
Well, I forget his name, I'm afraid. You have to film in on that one.
I think it's in the truck, though.
Yeah, run the
it's
piece.
It's in the track, is
run
it?
Run the piece, guys. We'll hear it there.
Yeah, run the piece. Let's go.
Thank you, Justin.
Well, we'd all like to get drunk in the Water Poet. It's a fun, nice pub and very, very cultural. Go on next to the Southern Cross by Ross.
Baby stressed fall upon her belly, she and him and her walking down. She's looking around. Up and arms folded around herself. She's in red snake leather shoes, down on the ramp, hardly lift her feet and singing on a bicycle, rolling down the ramp. I'll break around the corner, he'll be a walking round. She's stretched out on the lawn, face down. Across the hidden open book and the sounds of a bell on the spire. He on the bench and a black bag on his lip, glass on his right, lights a cigarette. She's on the bench behind all the dark sunglasses, smoking and dogging in front of her. White red ball, glass mouth is up and tall. He and suit are marching down, traffic warns all around. Guy downstairs in 55, eating bananas and lost his sight. Asking for the way, cause he's tall. She's alone and alone, she's tiny and she's tall. Ooh, wandering down. And she's smiling, she's rushing down. Bags and eyes on the floor and she's walking up, arms crossing him, coating over the shoulder, swipe card around his neck, lurching up both and rushing down. All running on the school board, just walking around. She walking, walking, walking on high heels. She walking, walking, walking on high heels. Walking, walking in her heels and on the wall.
this song that Ross is singing, absolutely incredible. And I think you know how he came about the words. Will you tell us? Because I'm not really quite sure about that.
Yeah, he was singing it straight from a flyer. That's pretty cool, eh?
A flyer?
Yeah, straight from a flyer.
Yeah, and I think he had a very nice resonance about it as well, the way it was sung, had a real character of it sung. He's got a beautiful voice, Ross. He's from New Zealand. Yeah, New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yeah.
This is sponsored by the Arts Council of England, assisted by Crisis, thanks to Valerie Vivankos and Claudia Wegeman of Weed Works. Thank you very much.
I'll just go on with the conversation, guys. Don't let yourself be disturbed.
We're now going into Fear Grips Residence of Brick Lane. Thank you very much.
Fear Grips Residence of Brick Lane. A vampire is spotted being pursued down Brick Lane by broom welding woman in plastic rollers, flowery pinafore and big furry wascal wabbit slippers, with a burning cigarette butt dangling dangerously from her snarling, quivering lips. When the following newspaper article came to our notice, we hurried round to interview Molly Manders at her red brick, bomb-scarred abode in the shade of the ancient Spitalfields Christchurch Cemetery. Molly is a decent local. She pays her rent regularly, buys her fish from the local chippy, she plays bingo. Apparently, she became offended when the vampire whooshed through her curtain and landed on her new foam carpet. It cost £1.50 a yard. She bought it from her bingo winnings. Being a born and bred Londoner, she wasn't having any of it. She grabbed her broom and let him have it. Her black cat, Pickers, joined in the affray, and hot on the vampire's heels, Pickers led the pursuit down Commercial Street and into Brick Lane. It was reported that the screeches of him as he vanished into the vicinity of Whitechapel was unnatural, quite unlike anything heard in this leafy, prestigious, quiet East End locale. Molly has been elevated to the status of local hero, and each Friday she receives a complimentary fish and chips from her local chippy in recognition of her seeing off the vampire.
Hi Agnes, What drove you to write the piece Fear Grips of Residents of Brick Lane?
Yes, we're doing a film group at Crisis at the moment, and we're doing a scene from The Vampire, and I was asked to write an article, and I couldn't write anything really serious, so I thought, yeah, I'm going to do something funny. But when I was speaking this, I was speaking in a very stilted voice, because when I speak very fast, people don't really understand what I'm saying. So that's why it's coming across very, very stilted. But I will say that
when this incident happened in Commercial Street, outside Crisis and everything, there were a few people, very old people, and they made a comment that they thought the Olympics had come early and that this was the torch ceremony, because when they saw Molly and the vampire Old Red Eyes chasing down Commercial Street, and Molly was sprinting down there, and then she was vaulting over the Royal Bugattis parked in Brick Lane, of course, and then eventually she was doing loop de loop on the broom handle, and then just before we got to Whitechapel, she took her broom and she flung it like a huge javelin at the head of this this vampire. So they thought a track had been extended to Brick Lane. They thought it was the Olympics. It was incredible.
What did you think of what's been going on tonight, Denise? What's your best part of the show?
Cool. I like it all, really. It's a mixture of stuff. It's a real mixture of stuff, and I'm really enjoying it. That's why I'm not saying too much, because I'm listening and enjoying.
How about you, David? What do you think?
I feel very proud, actually, all of us. I think we've made a really, really good job of it, yeah.
Yeah, the nerves are easing up. Take it away, Jocelyn.
Yeah, yeah.
This piece called Why. Words have no use in the belly of a hungry man. Everything's empty when pain's your only friend. A charity it came to me when answers I did seek. Melanie Francis, hair so fair, said she'd be my mentor, she did care. It seems she hailed from Gloucestershire. Once she sought a charity herself, she'd been beaten black and blue by a partner his she held true. This was a chance to set things right, leave the darkness, stand in the light. I sought a reason to believe, one last effort to break free, reach my goal, my destiny. Melanie, I trusted her so much. I believe in her, I paid with everything I could. She turned cold as ice, left me wearing solid wood. It's not wrong to trust someone you like. It's very wrong to take away hope from another's life. Should you seek a mentor, think of me and this tale. Do you need a tormentor who needs help to fail?
Very profound. I like that very much.
Okay. Okay.
Is it based on reality, Tony? Is it based on personal experience?
Yeah, it's you're sort of stumbling around and you fall over a few times. You need a little bit of a helping hand. Somebody comes and offers you help, but it's kind of conditional. It starts off unconditional and then you find that everything's got a bottom line. Bit of a signal, but such is life. What did you think anyway, David?
Well, I thought it was very good, Tony, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But there's really super writing going on at Crisis, I have to say. I mean,
yeah.
you are all very involved in writing. And
well, like the piece that I introduced about Robbie, I got it wrong. Jellyfish and Tar, actually, he was sketching and improvised. The piece that Ross sang was the flyer promoting this programme that we're putting together with the help of Claudia and Valerie. But basically, it's a joint production with a lot of people that aren't here right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to thank everybody.
We really aren't getting pissed, but I'm hoping I can have a drink later.
And thank you very much, Jocelyn. Over to you.
Crying heals the soul. Children, where are they? Children, where are they? You don't hear them in midday or in the darkness of the night. Children, don't cry when mummy comes your hair. Pain before pleasure.
Hi, on the 27th of July to the 30th, Crisis have a summer show. CDs are on display and they'll be played at the Whitechapel Idea Store, which is beside Whitechapel Tube. Whitechapel Idea Store, public libraries, as I said, by Whitechapel Tube, or you can buy the CD from www.artworks.com. www.ac.co.uk/acatalog. Thank you
at
very
the
much.
End of July, not yet.
Oh, sorry, at the end of July. Thanks very much, Claudia. There you go. Getting carried away on the radio. Not very used to this. Got slapped down again. What do you reckon?
Okay, well, great. Great, Tony. Now, the next item, please.
Is Friendly Sea Monster by Gillian.
A children's book. Mm. And it's called Addy the Friendly Sea Monster.
The Friendly Sea Monster.
That's it, yeah. Here's the character. And then there's a picture of the sea under the water. And under the water is... to join in with them. And then they get very, very thirsty after some time, and then they're going to go into sea and do some adventurous.
This is sort of another bit of the sea that could go under and mix up with some other bit. This is Litter Glue.
There's the idea of the boat. It's upside down a bit,
yeah.
That's another part of the picture.
Yeah.
That goes with this.
Corals.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, coral reef, that's it.
I want this underwater as well.
Looks like it opens up. There could be something adventurous maybe with it.
It looks like a treasure sort of book, you know, that's what it looks like. It could hold treasure in it.
Yeah.
It's something I've cut out that I like, so give you ideas,
yeah.
You know, so you can change, you can swap it around and find other ways of doing it yourself.
That glitter glue, there's something magic about it.
Mm.
Using a sponge?
Yeah, using a sponge.
And maybe a knife or something. You pull along the paint quickly and then sponging it.
That would look so nice underwater.
The gold. The gold. Yeah, yeah, especially I think in the cave. That blue. Beautiful. I always thought the story would be like they're going to be singing together, all the characters. So maybe they have an audience that comes to see them.
Yeah,
some people will turn up, or something else is going to happen. You must use the bits. Start using them, not just leave them. You've got to grab hold of them and stick them on the page. That's what I want to do, and see what I can get from it. I've always wondered with the book. Now, I was always at the beginning thinking it's going to be a castle. And no, a cave first. That was the idea, right at the beginning. But then I changed to Castle Cave. And because all the characters are underwater, you're wondering whether should the Castle Cave be underwater, or is it best to have it on land still?
Mm.
So, about the boat, you're sort of not sure then what footsteps going. So you've got to sort of just decide now, you know, how that's going to work out. Yeah, there could be an island where the footsteps go.
Sort of spiritual singer.
I have faith of the heart, know where my heart will take me. I have strength of the soul.
That was Julian, a very good friend of us all. She's been gathering material for a children's book about a friendly monster. It'd be very nice if she could get it together. She's been gathering it for a long time. And
there's this brilliant idea of the song contest.
Yeah, there's a brilliant idea of a song contest underwater, which is nice.
But the thing is, she's not only written a story, she's a great illustrator, really talented artist, storyteller, and she's a really lovely lady. I think any publishers out there ought to snap her up while she's untapped talent, because she's cheap at the minute, but she might not be for much longer.
Very talented, exactly. Gillian. Yeah.
And similarly with our next poet, who is Mark Anderson. And Mark has made some reflections on smelling, and the senses of smelling and watching. And here's Mark.
Stock brakes, screams when not oiled. Don't move until brakes are released. Only then can you be free enough. Looking out the window and seeing. Directly across from me, I see a large window. Inside, I see a man, and this man is writing. Writing what? I wonder if he's looking at me, looking out of the window, and writing about me, looking out of the window of a large open glass. That smell again. Poo. That polluted smell. Old, oiled exhaust pipes that drips and stains the road. It creates bad clouds that float in the sky.
Hi, my name's Tony. This is Something About Crisis. It's a national homelessness charity that have helped get this together with Claudia and Valerie. Crisis, they help people get on their feet if they've stumbled and fallen. It could be about education, IT, English, or it could be English as a foreign language if they're from another country, or numeracy, literacy. It could also be helping them try to sort themselves out a hostel, somewhere to stay, perhaps a job. It might be helping them get into college, university, set up a small business of their own. Basically, Crisis, with them about, they can't do everything, but you're not alone. But the thing is though, the people that go there got to get off that backside and also help themselves. Crisis are there, but they're not there just for you. They're there to help you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's the next track?
Oh, the next thing we're going to be listening to will be Faith of the Heart.
I have faith of the heart, knowing my heart will take me. I have strength to believe I can do anything.
Disoriented people pass by to and fro.
Dropping.
All about is real, not
food
real.
Food and checks. In their health and beauty.
It's an everyday cityscape.
You are what
no
you eat.
No openings for imagination.
Women's group.
In conclusion, a police
get
siren.
Get some advice and
good
information.
Night, time for tea and
can emigrate. You help us organise new events? How to sell your home more easily? A better 2006. Yelling and screaming for joy. Crisis Square Mile Run. Garden Group. Laughing. Ha ha ha. God has given me light. How do you do? Cool water. Now with bigger pictures. Flats to let. Changing lives. Ha ha ha. Fire marshals. Fighting for hope for homeless people. Noisy traffic. Ha ha ha. You can make a difference. Have you started?
Giant letters.
Let me see. Film club, textile art.
Looking out
the heart,
and looking back in. Becky's and Dorothy in behind me. You can make a difference if you try. Really right out my, those shoes are right up my fashion street.
Sort of spiritual singer.
That was a lovely Julian again at the end there.
Actually, that was from one of the first workshops, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Just kind of gathered material, like some of you went out and some stayed in the room. Mark, for example, stayed in the room and just collected his observation in the room.
Yeah. And I went out to Smithfield's Market, which is just down the road from Crisis. And it was my job to overhear two conversations and try to make some poetry out of it. Two sentences from two people and try to make some sort of poetry out of it. And the result was In the End. And I'm really proud of it, actually. I just bumped the microphone and he might have picked that up. I've got an hat on, I just whacked it with the peak of my hat.
He's wearing a cap.
Yeah, but you're well dressed, Dave. The best cap in the room, man. On radio, it looks great.
Yeah.
Read my lips.
Ha ha ha.
Would it be too much to ask Denise at the moment? May we hear Denise singing Amazing Grace with her excellent voice?
Well, you could do afterwards in the pub.
So are we going to hear David's piece, The End, now? And Denise is holding her song quiet for us. So this actually, this piece, The End, it was playing around for like, what was 2 hours? It was just one sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
And so did Thomas, who joined us that afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, with his Wind and the Whispers contribution, yeah, very nice it was too, yeah. If we could go into that, that'd be nice actually.
Yeah, we'll hear it. I'd like to hear it.
In the end, there's love. In the end, there's somebody. In the body, there's the end. The end.
Tell me something about the noisy wind in this nice garden. Noise and wind told me something nice in the garden. Nice noise told the wind to wind the garden. Tell me something about the noisy wind in this nice garden. Noise and wind told me something nice in the garden. Nice noise told the wind to wind the garden.
Well, we had a gentleman in called Charles, one of the workshops.
Rembrandt to the left, Mozart.
Heard earlier, called
Charles Hayward.
Charles Hayward, who did one, and brought his keyboard in.
And a guitar
and some other little instruments like
drums.
And I really enjoyed it. We all jammed together doing our own thing. David wrote a song called The End, which you heard, the lyrics. And we all joined in and did our own thing, and it was really cool. I enjoyed it.
And there was Michael coming along. He came along with a stack of papers, like bits of torn off posters. And he had written songs on that. And we just made it up then straight from his writing. Mm. And actually the two next tracks are based on this ad hoc songs made up at the third floor of Crisis in Commercial Street, 66
yeah.
Commercial Street. And actually that was the sixth of the six of the six.
Ah,
that's
right.
No
Damien, where are you?
I think he's on holiday today. So we're going to the next steps, one, step two, and this is by Michael.
Rembrandt to the left, Mozart to the right, I can read but cannot write, I sing and chant to walkers by, I do not believe in living a lie. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Step one, step two, step three, step four.
Step one. Step two, step three, step four, step one, two, three, four. Gotta sell some more, more. Gotta sell some more.
my issues to be fair. I need my issues to declare. I need my issues to be fair. I need my issues to declare. Declare what? To declare, yeah, that's cool. See, I'm remodifying it. Rain, rain, go away, please come back another day. Leave us now so we can stay. Rain, rain, go away. Cannot make you think that you cannot. I think and plan to no end. You're spoiling rapture, no mercy. To stand and feel the will to chill, that will and appeal will make you ill. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Feel like the shoulder on your ride. Rain, rain, go away. Please come back another day. Leave us now so we can stay. Rain, rain, please go. It falls, it chills to the bone, it flies, it cries, it wets my soul. Today for now it cuts and blows, tomorrow I lie here, hope for no more. Rain, rain, go away, please come back another day. Leave us now so we can stay. Rain, rain, just go away. I stand and wait and with my bait, hope it bites before I fight. To shout and call for you to hear, I need my issues to be fair. I need my issues to declare. Rain, rain, go away, please come back another day. Leave us now so we can stay. Rain, rain, please go away.
And a dressing table, Benny's blown it. Now he sits with angels. This city is for passing through, nothing here's stable. His streets aren't gold, you've been sold a fable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In London town, summers were long, heat was hot, our city was strong. Hope it left on a flatbed truck, London town. London town, round out of luck,
yeah.
Nothing's left, times are bleak. Cain and Abel play hide and seek. Games like frontiers are
tell it, Tony,
surreal.
Tell it.
Go for broke, you gotta do it still. Counting houses are growing fat. Life on the street ain't sublime.
Right.
Pinching pennies, standing in line. Too many miles, sucking a vine. In London town, summers were long. Heat was hot, our city was strong. Hope it left on a flatbed truck. London town, London town.
Yeah.
Ran out of luck. Thanks very much, Jocelyn.
Thank you. Good evening, London.
So now we're coming to the end, and what should we play at the end?
I reckon it should be Oranges and Lemons, a
yay!
Good London song.
Oranges and Lemons, we'll go for it.
Yeah.
Are you happy with, is that your favourite track?
What about Jocelyn? Are you happy with Oranges and Lemons?
Yeah, Oranges and Lemons was very good.
It was the hit of the... of the evening, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. Let's go, yeah.
We'll sign off with Oranges and Lemons. Thank you, Weed Productions, Arts Council of England, and Crisis. Good evening. Thank you.
Read my lips.
Read my lips.
My lips.
Read 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 my lips.
Yeah.
You owe me 5 farthings.
So the bells are Saint Martin's. When will you pay me? So the bells are
Saint Martin's. I do not pay. So the bells are Saint Martin's. grow rich, say the bells are shall rich.
When I grow rich, say the bells.
When will that be, say the bells of Stepney? I do not know, say the great bell of Bates. Jack London's sad ghost flits through the alley, old coat stained with whiskey.
Play, you may say. What harm may there be in a play? Some merry piece of fancy or buffoonery? A performance insubstantial as breath that dies away even as it is given life? Why need we fear a play?
Live radio drama on Resonance FM every Sunday evening from 9:30 to 10:30.